What if this isn't a climate crisis, but the greatest opportunity humanity has had in a long time? Lean Into Clean will explore and discuss with highly esteemed guests on what could be the new spirals for society, sustainability, spirituality, and social harmony. Perhaps we've all lost our way. Lean Into Clean will showcase how we might remember, refocus and restore the natural ways so we can again live in balance and harmony with life on Earth and all its inhabitants. Welcome to this week's Lean Into Clean. I'm Jarvis Smith. This is UK Health Radio. Happy Monday to you all. I was out the weekend, and I tell you what, hasn't the world got Christmassy? We're not even in December yet. It seems to get earlier and earlier each year. But I hope you're thinking about what not to buy this Christmas rather than what to buy. I think there was some research done. I read it was Greenpeace, if I remember rightly. They'd researched that a lot of people are considering buying charitable gifts this year. So, for example, you could protect an acre of rainforest or land in a global southern country that's being very challenged by the climate crisis. So maybe some alternative gift ideas. I can talk more about that maybe next week, as we will officially be in December. I'm going to start with a news piece, as I always do. This went up on mygreenpod.com yesterday, written by my lovely wife, Katie. Thank you, Katie. Shout out to you. The headline for this is a global regulatory falsification, which caught my eye. It says global scientists call for a revolution in toxicology regulation to protect health and food security. Now, there is a little bit of a link to today's guest. I'm not going to give too much away, but bear that in mind when I introduce today's guest, that there is definitely a link in, I think, in this news. So let me just read a bit of this out to you. It says 43 scientists from 5 continents, including leading experts in toxicology, biology, public health and environmental sciences, have called for a radical paradigm shift in toxicology and chemical regulation to end an opaque and failing system that threatens human health, biodiversity and global food security. So this goes on to say the global call to action was published in the article. Scientists warning we must change paradigm for a revolution in toxicology and world food supply. And it's coordinated by Professor Giles Eric Cerellini in the peer-reviewed scientific journal Environmental Sciences Europe. So it's gone mainstream. Now, according to the authors, current regulatory toxicology, it's a funny word there, isn't it? Tests rely on partial, often biased or falsified data that do not affect real-world chronic exposure to chemicals. So the chemical formulations of things like pesticides and plasticizers derived from petroleum byproducts have never undergone long-term studies in mammals, contrary to legal requirements. And it says, yet studies show that these mixtures can be up to 1,000 times more toxic than the isolated active ingredients typically tested by industry. There's a quote here. It says regulatory agencies validate these incomplete evaluations and conceal their data under the guise of industrial secrecy. This amounts to a global regulatory falsification that endangers public health and the environment. Now, I'm just going to read this last bit because I think this is important. The researchers reveal that all analyzed pesticides contain undeclared petroleum residues with heavy metals, a long-standing and widespread practice since their invention. These ingredients make the formulations thousands of times more toxic, fueling the spread of neurological, hormonal, immune and cancer diseases. This widespread contamination now affects the entire food chain and ecosystems from soil to ocean. Now that is, for want of a better word, disgusting, because, you know, these are organizations, companies, brands that we are buying products from that have these hugely toxic byproducts. Oh, sorry, ingredients in them, not byproducts, ingredients in them, which are byproducts from that petrochemical industry. And you know, I don't know if you know, but you know, there is petrol that goes into the making of plastics, and then you know, plastics are then used to package food and go into the water systems and et cetera, et cetera. There was even I came across this article actually, I think it was today, on mygreenpod.com, saying that donkeys are full of plastic. I mean, it just shows that plastic is getting into everything. So do be a little bit more mindful about not necessarily what you're buying, but perhaps if you can encourage what your friends are buying, because I know everybody listening to this show is going to be super sustainable, super healthy, and very, very clued up. But especially if you've been listening to this show for the last 18 months or so, as long as we've been running. So that's the end of my soapbox moment. I shall jump off it now and dive down into the sofa to speak with today's guest. Let me just read a little bit out about, I did some research on this amazing woman. Today's guest is Teresa Riley, and I really do hope I've pronounced the surname correctly. I forgot to ask you at the beginning of the show, but so listen to this. Today on Lean Into Clean, we welcome a true pioneer, a woman who's turned disruption into legacy across energy, business, wellness, and environmental change. Teresa Riley has been a force in industries as varied as PR, public relations, recycling, interior design, and even motorsport. But she made history as the first woman in the USA to own a biomass company, converting coal plants to renewable energy. Congratulations. After a life-altering health scare, now this is a bit we're going to get into, Teresa discovered the power of stabilized liquid oxygen, a discovery that didn't just save her life, but sparked a mission. She's now the founder of Patriox Water, a groundbreaking health technology, changing lives, and soon to open a next generation oxygen spa in Florida. Teresa is a visionary, a warrior for health freedom, and a woman on a mission to heal the world one cell at a time. Welcome to this week's Lean Into Clean, Teresa. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, Jarvis. Wow, what a great introduction. I love that. Thanks for having me today. Really, really like being here with you.
It's an absolute pleasure. Just tell us what part of the world you're in so our listeners can just get a sense of how far across the waters we are from each other.
I am in Clearwater, Florida, which is near Tampa, on the bay side of Tampa. So we're,
Very nice too. Very
yes.
nice too. I hope you've got slightly better weather than we have over here in North Yorkshire, which has been a little bit grey and cold and stormy.
Yeah, over here it's like sunny and hot every day.
Well, that's a perfect place to have a spa. Hey, Teresa, when you listen to, you know, just my little synopsis of your life, what's missing from that bio that you wished you might have said, or you might want our listeners to know about you?
Well, I think what's, and I wouldn't even say anything's really missing.
Okay.
I think that my life is so varied and incongruous to everything because I've done so many weird things that seemingly are like, what the heck are you doing now? I'm always doing five different things at once, and it seems like one doesn't add up to the next thing, but every single thing that I've done, business-wise, health-wise, all of that stuff has culminated in what I'm doing now. And I don't think that I would be able to do what I'm doing now as effectively as what I'm doing now if I didn't have all those other strange and wonderful things. Like we were in the waste business, big time in the waste business, and recycling and biomass. Like, how does that even relate to what I'm doing now? And yeah, it's just weird, but it does because it taught me how to scale. It taught me a lot about sustainability. It taught me a lot about a lot of things. So
Well, that's good because, funnily enough, my first question to you is that You've led ventures from, biomass and landfills to racing tracks and now oxygen water. What I want to know is what is that thread that runs through it all from your perspective?
Well, from a business perspective, it's all about business and scaling. Okay. But the waste business and the biomass business seem like they don't, and the racing industry and everything, it all of those things taught me not only about business, but how to deal with people and how to really care about people. And in a work environment, you always have a group, and you have to care about your group of people that you have around you. And all of these things taught me just so much, because when you're scaling a company to some of the companies we had, which were quite large, there's all different personalities, all different people. They all have their own problems going on, and you have to be able to understand and deal with everything. So
Yeah, I
I
love that. I love that. I mean, it's funny, not funny at all, actually. That's the wrong word to use. But it's interesting you are saying that because my wife and I, we talk a lot about women running businesses and women as leaders, and just that how that very essence of that woman, female driven leader is very different often to the way that men do things. But let me just dig a little bit deeper in this because I think this is really interesting. So you were the first woman in the US to own a biomass company. Yeah. Now, what did that moment represent for you? And what did it teach you about leadership?
oh my gosh. Well, it was actually kind of funny how we got into that, because I had just come off of we had a waste business, my ex-husband and I, and I had learned all about logistics, trucks, and how to run big equipment and all of this sort of thing. And when this opportunity came along, I had been at a party and met this guy. And anyway, it started there. And my first contract was $10 million,
Wow.
and I was like, wow, this is great. So it taught me, oh my gosh, I have to get rolling, I have to do it now, I have to perform, I have to go. So and back then, this was right at the very beginning of the whole recycling movement and everything. When we started our waste company, I rebranded it as a recycling company. I told my husband, waste is not the thing. We have to recycle. So we totally started a whole recycling business. So from that, I learned, we have to be very mindful. And then this came along as a biomass. So, and the whole idea was to take coal plants to retrofit them to wood. And honestly, I didn't know much about it at the time, but I did know how to deal with people, and I did know how to run and scale, right? So wow, it taught me a lot. I got thrown into it, and I found myself in boardrooms with scientists from, big, huge power plants and big, huge petrol companies and coal plants, and just like, oh my gosh. And it just, I don't know how to explain it really. It was amazing, wonderful, scary, exciting, all at once.
Amazing. It must have been quite a male-dominated world for you to be in as a woman leader.
It was all men.
It was all
I
men.
was the only woman oftentimes in all of this.
Amazing. Is the waste business still around? Are you still involved in waste or is I mean
No.
recycling? No.
No, not at all. We got rid of all of that.
Yeah, okay. Now, I just wondered. So let's move into something that's going to obviously be much more personal. I mean, I read in your bio that you had a near fatal health scare. I'm digging deeper, I do know that that was cancer related. And I'd love to get into that. I mean, this is UK Health Radio. This is very much about as looking at, what are the causes of problems, and then, what are the alternative methods that we can look at. And you're very much an ambassador for that story. But just tell me a little bit about the near fatal health scare, if you don't mind, because I appreciate it's probably quite a sensitive subject to talk about.
Oh no, I'm totally willing to talk about
Good.
it. I was back in 2012, at the height of my, I don't know, I was in shape, doing great, felt wonderful, and I went to my doctor to get my annual checkup. And after the checkup, he said, "You know, something doesn't really look so good." And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And he goes, "I got to send your tests in." I said, "Okay, go ahead, do that." And so I had to go to a wedding in New York City for my cousin. And right as I'm walking out the door with my bags, my doctor calls and says, "You need to come here right now." And I said, "No." And he goes, "No, you need to come right now." I said, "No, I'm not. No, I'm not." And he goes, "No, I have something very, very important to tell you." And I said, "Well, I'm about to get on a plane to go to a wedding, and I have every intention of having a hell of a great time this weekend at this wedding, and I'm not doing it." And he said, "Well," I said, "Tell me what it is." He said, "Well, we don't say such sensitive things over the phone." And I said, "What, I have cancer?" And he goes, "Oh, well, yeah. Well," and I said, "That's it, right?" And he goes, "Listen, have a very good time at that wedding and drink and dance your butt off. Have a good time. But when you get back, you come and see me." And I said, "I have every intention of doing that." So I went to the wedding and had a great, wonderful time. And then when I got home, I saw him and heard the horrible news that I did indeed have cancer. Which,
Gosh.
yes, but you know what? It shaped me into what I am today. And I can go I into that because it's an amazing, incredible story.
What was the feeling you had when he said that? Like, what can you do you remember the emotions that swept over you at that point?
Yes, honestly, I was kind of like, "Okay, I have cancer. I'll just fix it. But first, I'm going to have fun this weekend." It honestly was like that. I just always had the attitude that, you know what, life is a game and I'm going to play it as a game and I'm going to win.
Yeah, amazing, amazing. I love that. I love that strong-willed outlook. It's very, very beautiful. Great, thank you. So, all right. So, this is the moment where you discovered something called stabilized liquid oxygen, right?
No, no, no,
No. Ah,
no. I did
okay.
not discover it until way later.
Okay, hold it there, Teresa. We're going to have to cut to commercial break. We are going to be back shortly to find out what Teresa did when she found out she had cancer. Don't go away. We'll be back just in a couple of minutes.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back, welcome back. This is Jarvis Smith on Lean Into Clean, UK Health Radio. I'm here with Teresa Rayleigh. Gosh, I'm messing up my own words now. Teresa Rayleigh. We were just talking about when Teresa, you know, after a hugely, hugely successful business leader in, you know, very, very significant male-dominated industries, and then finding out she had cancer. Teresa, that moment that the doctor shared with you, what kind of cancer was it? What did you have to deal with?
It was cervical cancer.
Oh, wow.
And when I got back from that wonderful, incredible wedding, had a great time, I walked into his office and I'm like, okay, what? So I have cancer, right? He says, yes, and it's actually advanced, and we have to put you into surgery tomorrow. And I said, what?
Wow.
And he said, yep, we have to do it now. And so it was almost like getting sent to prison because I had no time to prepare or anything. So
no toothbrush, no change of undies.
Nothing. And so I just was like, okay. And I went into surgery, and it was supposed to be a 2-hour surgery. It was a 6-hour surgery.
Wow.
They put me on the table. They brought me back. Little did I know that during the surgery, the surgeon had nicked my colon.
Oh.
And so I didn't realize that until later. So I got through the recovery. I got through the surgery, and then the recovery was very long and arduous, horrible. And then a couple years later, because of that nick in my colon,
mm-hmm.
I had developed what's called a stricture in my colon, and my colon exploded one day when I was at church, and I fell to the ground. It was horrible. They rushed me to the hospital. I was in the emergency room for 14 hours. I was literally like my intestinal waste was seeping into my body.
Oh my gosh.
And I almost died. Like, this is the second almost death experience.
Yeah.
And it was really horrific. And the worst part of it was they had to, and I don't know if your audience wants to hear it, but I'll tell you the Cliff Note version. They had to, with a hand drill while I was awake, drill through my right buttock,
mm-hmm.
through my abdomen to my intestine to get over to my colon. I don't know why they had to do it that way, but mm-hmm. they had, with a hand drill while I was awake.
Oh.
And I had been in the hospital. They didn't have to do an emergency operation, but I had been in the hospital already now, like for 3 weeks, no painkillers, no food, no water. And then they had to put this tube in me so that they could drain everything out so that I wouldn't die from sepsis. Anyway, they saved my life, and the recovery from that was absolutely horrible. But I get through it, and then I'm home again, and I realize, wow, I have to reinvent myself because I had been in the hospital sick, and my recovery was a long time. And I was a single mom because I had gone through a divorce with my husband. I was a single mom, and I'm like, what am I going to do now? So I just started reinventing myself and so on and so forth. Then we fast forward a little bit to about, I think it was 2019, something like that, 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm well, I'm, you know, cancer free, as they say. And I have to live with this stricture in my colon now, but I'm great, you know, fine, I'll live with that just so long as I don't have to have another operation. But then something miraculous happened. I decided to go to Florida, and I met someone in the coffee shop there. And this is kind of a spiritual experience, right? And I'm going to go quite quickly. And he says, oh, I'd like to show you my property in Northern Florida. So I go up there. We were four wheeling and whatever. He had a resort up there. And he tells me that he wants to show me across the street. So we drive the four wheeler across the street, and there's a big, huge water bottling facility there. And he said, but I'm selling this. And I said, no, you're not. I'm going to be running this. I'm buying it. And this was 5 years, five, almost 6 years ago. And I don't know where that came from. It just blurted out of my mouth. And I'm like, what, honest to God, Jarvis, this whole journey has been a spiritual experience that day until where I am right now. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why that came out of my mouth. I do now, but
yes. Yeah.
Then I went back home, and in New York, I was living in New York at the time. I had a beautiful estate there, you know, everything. My life was idyllic. I had a lot of land and a big house and blah, blah, blah. All of those things that people think they need in their life, they really don't. But then I got my tax bill, and I was holding my tax bill in my hand. And I said, you know what? They had doubled my taxes, and I was already paying a lot of taxes. And then I said, you know what? I wish somebody would just see this house and buy it. And I kid you not, 20 minutes later, I get a phone call from a guy, and he says, you know, I know your house is not for sale, but someone saw your house and wants to buy it. Mm-hmm. Wants to come right now. I'm like, what? And he goes, yeah, he's very busy. He wants to come right now. And I said, okay. So he came, saw the house, puts an offer in, makes a cash offer, gave me 48 hours to decide. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I said, well, you know what? I put that out to the universe.
Yeah.
I roll with it. So I accepted the offer, and I thought, okay, where am I going to go now? I had a small condo in Florida, and I said, okay, I'm going to move to Florida. So I am packing, giving things away, selling things, whatever. And I decide I'm going to move to Florida. During that time, while I'm packing, my girlfriend calls me and says, hey, this guy needs a place to stay in Florida. I guess he was going through some health thing. Is your condo open? Can he stay there? And she says, and I said, who is it? And she tells me his name. And it turned out to be someone that I had worked with 30 years ago, and I had known him for 30 years. I said, send him over to my house. So it was so, all of these things, synchronicity, are happening.
Yeah, love it. Magic.
It totally has been magic. So I come to Florida, and I walk into my condo, and he's there. And I said, what are you doing here? And he said, well, my wife and I both had a very, very bad health scare. We both had stage 4 cancer. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh my gosh, are you okay now? He said, totally 1000% fine. And my wife is just finishing up her treatment. And I said, well, what did you do? And this is when I learned about stabilized liquid oxygen.
Got it.
So I said, wow. I said, well, you know, I had cancer too. And I had this horrible scare with my intestines. And I said, I want to know about this. Well, 2 days later, I was on a plane going to meet the inventor. And I went there, and it has been the most amazing ride ever since then. The inventor and I became great friends. And my friend that was in my condo wanted to open up a spa so he could help people with the spa. And the health scare had drained him of all his money and everything. And I had money because I had just sold my house. I said, I'll help you open the spa. So I went over there to learn everything that I could about this thing. But then I was sitting there, and I stayed over there for like 3.5 months learning everything. The inventor trained me on the technology. And I'm sitting there one day, and I see this line of cars and trucks line up outside this guy's spa. And prior to that, he had told his receptionist, the water's ready. And she made a phone call, and then all of a sudden there's 30, 40 cars outside. People are coming in, loading up their car with bottles of this oxygen. And I'm like, what the heck is going? And then you know what? It hit me right then. That is why I met that guy in the coffee shop. That is why I blurted out, I am going to do this. It hit me all of a sudden. I'm bringing this to the world. I am bringing this large scale to the world. I know how to do it because of my experience with all these other companies. That's everything in my life had come full circle. I can help people. I can bring this to the world. I can scale. So I told him, I said, I'm bringing this to the world. I'm going to have a water bottling facility. I'm doing it. And he just looked at me like I was just some broad, some girl in his spa. Like he didn't, you know, who kept bugging him to learn everything. And after about a month and a half of every day telling him I'm doing this, he says to me, I thought you were full of it. And I said, I'm not full of it. And I said, I'm. And so I put my friend that I had met in the coffee shop on the phone. And he said, no, we actually really do have this water bottling facility. We hung up the phone. He looks at me. He goes, oh, my God, you're not full of it. Oh, my God. He goes, you really are, like, honestly. And I said, yes. So here we are today. I'm having a water bottling facility, and I have the equipment now to manufacture and distribute this liquid oxygen to people all over on this side of the planet. And we're doing it on a large scale. And I'm super excited to be able to help people. And, you know, people might not understand why this is so significant.
Well, let's not talk about that yet, because what I want to do, this is a perfect moment, because I want actually to play your first song, because I just think it's so significant to the story that you've just told. Let's play this song. Let people just catch up with what you've just told them, because obviously it's kind of, you know, it's such synchronicity and cosmic and beautiful that I want that to sink in whilst people are listening. Then we can come back and you can tell me about the power of this liquid oxygen. How does that sound? So what song have you chosen, Teresa?
I'm Every Woman by Whitney Houston.
And you are indeed. This is I'm Every Woman by Whitney Houston. Ah, such a great record. Thank you for choosing that. Brought back some really lovely memories. But tell me, Teresa, why did you choose that song?
Because I think it kind of embodies everything that I have been through, like all my experiences and where I am today. I just thought it was a good embodiment of me.
I agree. I think it was absolutely perfect, particularly based on the story that you've just told us. And we got to that point where the cosmic dots started to join together. You'd bought this water bottling plant, you'd been introduced to this person that's running the spa and seeing people coming to get this water. What is this thing? What is it? Stabilized liquid oxygen. What do we need to know about it, and why is it so special?
Well, what oxygen, in the presence of oxygen, disease cannot exist. That was found by Otto Warburg, right? And the body is a carbon oxygen engine. And if the body does not have enough oxygen, the body cannot create enough energy to keep itself running, much like a car, like an 8-cylinder car. One of the cylinders goes, it starts riding rough, and then another one, it's rougher, another one, until you're down to 4 cylinders, you're like practically limping down the road. You know you have to bring it to the shop. Yeah. It's the same way with the body. And inside the body, you have the mitochondria, which are the batteries and the power plants of the cell. And basically, that's what creates the energy to keep your body moving and to keep your immune system well. But what do the mitochondria eat? They eat oxygen. That's what they need to power the cells. Mm-hmm. And with all of the toxins in the world today and the, all the stuff going on where the oxygen is being depleted, all that sort of thing, the body is not getting enough oxygen. And so if you talk to emergency room doctors and everything, they'll say, boy, if we can handle the hypoxia in the cell, hypoxia is lack of oxygen in the cell. If mm-hmm. you can handle the hypoxia, we can really help everyone in the emergency room, because that's what the body starts dying from. When your mitochondria are deprived of oxygen by 35% for 48 hours, that is when disease and cancer sets in. Now, I don't even use the word cancer in my repertoire anymore, because now I know that what underlies most disease is hypoxia. Mm-hmm. So if you can handle the underlying thing, you can keep your immune system at a point where your body can handle itself, right? So my friend Mike, he's like, I didn't cure my cancer. I handled my hypoxia. And yeah. So I didn't realize it at the time when I went over to meet him, the scientist that invented it. He said, you know what, get a PET CT scan just to be sure, right? Because you were severely hypoxic in 2012, and then again when your intestines exploded. And I didn't realize it at the time, but I was getting severely hypoxic again. Mm-hmm. And he didn't tell me until several weeks into my partaking of the water and bathing in the water. He told me later I had very high tumor markers for colon hypoxia. Right? But they were completely gone within several weeks because I was able to recharge my mitochondria at a cellular level, and my body's immune system kicked in and handled it. So when I realized that, and I saw so many people getting their immune systems back on track, I thought, wow, this is like, I can't just sit by and let my fellow humankind go by the wayside, because everyone needs this, everyone. Mm-hmm. And even if you're an athlete, or, you know, you're at peak performance, you still need to keep oxygenating your mitochondria, because that's what creates the energy, which then fuels the immune system, which then keeps you healthy, alert. And actually, your mitochondria having enough oxygen is what keeps you young. And if you are oxygenated fully, you really won't get old.
Ah, nice. I like that.
It's amazing. And so I know for me, because I've been drinking this water now for almost 3 years, I have so much energy. I'm like I was in my 20s.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh my gosh, you keep going like this. And you know, it's I just feel fantastic. And anytime I start feeling like a little fatigued, and this is a thing that your listeners can do. If you feel fatigued, if you feel run down, if you, you know, are getting wrinkles, things are changing in your body, things like that, you are hypoxic. You're hypoxic. And just handle the hypoxia. And that's, and the beautiful thing about this product is that we don't add anything to the water. We take water and turn it into stabilized liquid oxygen. We don't add anything to the water. It's a proprietary modification technique. And so it looks like water, tastes like water, feels like water, but it's super high oxygen content water that is immediately bioavailable within 30 seconds, goes right into your mitochondria, and people report, wow, I feel more energy immediately.
Yeah.
And some people don't notice it right away. And to be perfectly honest, I didn't. Mm-hmm. I didn't notice it right away. I noticed it after a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, wow, you know, I feel like I want to go to the gym, and I hate going to the gym. And I want to go work out. And it was just quite amazing. And I actually brought a friend of mine with me who had a very, very, very low immune system and severe case of hypoxia. Actually, the doctors had given him 6 months to live at that time. That was 3 years ago now, and he's
completely.
But I watched him, like, he couldn't even walk up a flight of stairs when I brought him there. Every 20 minutes he would fall asleep. And after 3 weeks, he looks at me and says, let's go for a walk. And I'm like, okay. And then the next day, you know, let's go to the gym. And I'm like, what? And then he kept like doing this. And then finally he realized himself, oh my God, like I'm coming back. This is like amazing. And so I really am on a mission now to really help people. And you know, you were asking me earlier, like, what has my business taught me and everything? Like, right before the show today, a customer called and needed some help. And I always, like, customer service, I'm always like there for anyone. Yeah. Even though I'm super busy, I want to make sure that everyone gets treated so well, and I can help as many people as possible rebuild their immune system.
Yeah. Good for you. That's absolutely amazing. I love that. We're going to have to go to another commercial break, but I couldn't break that that rapport that we had there. So let's just pop to another commercial break. We'll be coming back for the last part of the show with Teresa. We'll get to hear our second song. So don't go away. I'm going to find out more about this magic potion, this oxygenated water. And I also want to find out, Teresa, from you, you know, what your vision is with the company. You know, is this going to be the next Coca-Cola? Let's go to commercial break, and we'll come back and hear all about it.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, aunt and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. I'm here with Teresa Raley. We're talking about this magic potion, the stabilized liquid oxygen, which deals with your hypoxia. And hypoxia is where you are simply just not getting enough oxygen in your system. Tell me quickly, Teresa, would you say that the climate, in terms of the toxicity of the world that we live in now, is that having a negative effect on our oxygen intake? Would we have ordinarily got more back in the day when we didn't live in such polluted systems?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Without a doubt. I mean, all the stuff in the air and our soil being depleted of the minerals and everything, because like I said earlier, your body's a carbon oxygen engine, and if you're not getting the nutrients that are being depleted in the soil, because the soil needs carbon, the plants need carbon. You know, it's just a whole thing. And we really have been getting deprived of the oxygen that we need systematically, like over time, gradually. Yeah.
So this is an instant solution for anybody, for them to just, you know, build into their daily ritual of eating and drinking. Just tell me a little bit about the product, the process, and your company. Like, what's its vision?
Well, the vision for the company, and Jarvis, wow, this was so crazy, because it started overnight and it's been growing like just exponentially, because the demand is like, wow, everybody, when you get it, it's like, wow, I want this stuff. The vision for the company is really to bring it to the masses. I want to bring it to the masses right now at a price point that people can afford, because it's not an inexpensive process to do, but I already have brought the price down considerably, but once I'm massively producing, I can bring it down even more. That's the goal. And I want people, you said, is it the next Coca-Cola? Well, I hope not. I hope it's like a real,
I meant in terms of brand yes. Globalization.
Oh, I know what you meant. I know.
Not pollutants.
No. I know what you meant. I want to be the energy drink that actually gives you energy. That's actually healthy for you, you know? And from what it looks like, we're going to do that. Now, I'm here in the United States, but I also am working right now on being able to have it overseas as well.
Great.
All your listeners and everything. It's going to take us just a little bit, but I think within the next few months, you know, maybe 3 months or so, we will be able to have it over there. To be able to ship, I just need to set up some distributors over there but we're working on it. It's going very quickly. I'm very, very proud of my team and how we've scaled thus far. We're shipping all over the United States now, and we have 1, 2, 3, 4 warehouses already in a year, and we're just expanding like crazy, and we want to bring it, you know, like we want to be the Red Bull of
I was going to say Red Bull, but obviously that's a caffeine based but highly toxic product, actually. It's banned.
we like to call it Red Bull, you know.
Red
Red
Bull.
Bull, Red Bull, you know,
Yeah.
SH, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but yeah, BS. Red BS.
Yeah, exactly, right. But but we want to make it, you know, our brand is called Patriox, right?
Yeah.
For, and it's not a political thing. It's a health freedom thing. It's for health freedom, you know, H oxygen for patriots for health, you
Got
know.
it. Yeah.
And so we're very excited. The brand is taking off. People love it. And
So it's
I get
Patriarchs, which is Patriox, isn't it? Patriarchs with
Yes.
an X at the end, which is a bit
Yes.
of a play on that. And if, I mean, just for example, if people are listening to this and go, wow, I really want to get some of this water, can they get it at all in the UK yet, or do we need to wait?
Well, they we if I had someone who would order a large quantity, like a container load full, yes,
Yeah.
we can
Okay.
do that. And that's the goal. I want to set up little distribution centers all over so that people can have it everywhere.
Well, let's speak about that because I'd be very interested in that. We have a huge network in what we do. There's UK Health Radio and my magazine, which reaches about 10 million people. So let's talk about that. I want to get your second song in as well because I just think it, you know, we're getting 8 minutes to the end of the show. So we're going to get your second song in. You can tell me why you chose the second song after. And then I just want you to think about what would be your one message to the world. If everybody was going to take your advice, what would that one message be? And so let's play your second song. Tell us what song is, and you can tell me why you chose it afterwards.
My second song is This Is My Fight Song by Rachel Platten. And
Yes.
I think it's obvious why I chose that, because I'm a fighter and I'm gonna keep going and I'm gonna win.
Fantastic. So this is Fight Song by Rachel Platten, and we'll be back with Teresa just for a few moments after this. Thank you. Enjoy.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream loud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight. I'm chasing sleep. Everybody's worried about me. In too deep. Say I'm in too deep.
In too deep.
It's been 2 years. I miss my home. But there's a fire burning in my bones. Still believe. Yeah, I still believe. Sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match,
can make an explosion. This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. My power's turned up.
Show me right now.
I'll be strong.
I'll
call my fight song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Great song. I think it's very, very obvious to everybody listening why you chose that. You are an absolute fighter. Teresa, this is your moment. Everybody out there listening is going to take on board this useful bit of advice. What is it that you're going to share with our listeners?
Okay, I want your listeners to understand that these scary diagnoses that they get from their doctor do not have to be death sentences. If you understand that what underlies a lot of these is hypoxia, you can literally Google hypoxia and almost any disease, and you will see the connection to it. And I want them to understand, I've been there. I've been there several times, and here I am, better than ever, healthier than ever. I want them to know, breathe deep, keep moving. Oxygen is the key. Get it any way that you can. It is the key to health. And stay happy, because it's not a death sentence. And you can, your attitude and your ability to stay in motion has a lot to do with your body health, your mental health, and your spiritual health. So stay healthy and stay happy.
I love it. I love it. I love it. And watch this space. Patriarchs, I've just had a look at the website. You can have a look at it yourself. I'll definitely be talking to Teresa about how we can get this product in the UK. I think, wouldn't it be cool if we were, you know, perhaps able to help Teresa bring it into the UK? I definitely think we should do that. So I'm going to talk to you about that. Thank you so much. You've been such an inspiration. Go and have a lovely, wonderful day. Do tell us about the spa and when it's opening, because I'd love to come and hang out in your amazing spa. It sounds like it's going to be awesome.
You are definitely invited.
Thank you.
You're invited. And as soon as we're open, I will let you know. And you better get your butt over here.
I will indeed. I will indeed. Thank you so much, Teresa. It's been an absolute joy having you on the show. So for those of you that are listening, just to recap, you know, Teresa's talking about hypoxia, this illness that, of course, is a lack of oxygen in the system. You know, with the air that we breathe, the water that we drink, the foods that we eat, and everything else that's going on in our busy lives, this uses up all the oxygen that we have around us. So this is a product that can just up your oxygen intake, as well as other things like breathing and, you know, climbing high altitudes and things like that. So listen, guys, lots of love. Get your oxygen intake up, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Thank you very much. See you soon.